BBC News with Linda Hardy. President Trump says the US Navy has seized an Iranian-flagged cargo ship in the Gulf of Oman as it was trying to get past America's naval blockade. He said a US-guided missile destroyer gave fair warning to the ship to stop and when it refused, blew a hole in its engine room. US Central Command said the crew had failed to comply with repeated warnings over a six-hour period. Simi Jola Osho has more from Washington.
This comes as representatives from the US are set to be in Islamabad tomorrow evening to continue negotiations with Iran. President Trump repeated his threat to target Iran's civilian infrastructure. He said the US is offering what he called a fair and reasonable deal, and that if Iran doesn't take it, he would knock out every power plant and bridge in Iran, describing it as his honor to do what has to be done.
Iranian state media say Tehran's negotiators have no current plans to attend peace talks with the United States in Pakistan on Monday. Unnamed Iranian officials blamed the American naval blockade and what they called excessive demands. Siavash Ardalan from BBC Persian has more.
As long as they feel that Iran is going there with an upper hand that will drive a hard bargain, then they'll be happy with it. But if it's just to go there and simply agree on some kind of a framework for further talks, that's not what Iran wants. Unlike President Trump, who many say wants a photo op and a victory lap, what Iran wants is ironclad guarantees that it will not be attacked again, that the sanctions will be removed, and the U.S., whatever agreement it signs with Iran, will be passed by the U.S. Congress as well.
Several Israeli ministers have officially reopened Sar Nor, a Jewish settlement in the occupied West Bank, which was evacuated 20 years ago. All settlements are illegal under international law. The far-right minister, Bezalel Smotrich, said the move was burying the idea of a Palestinian state. He said the government should now order the full conquest and Israeli settlement of Gaza. The Prime Minister of Canada has said his country's economic ties to the United States have become a weakness that must be corrected. In a video address, Mark Carney said President Trump's tariffs had taken a toll on workers in the auto and steel industries. He said Canada was actively trying to diversify investments and sign trade deals with other countries.
We can't rely on one foreign partner. We can't control the disruption coming from our neighbors. We can't bet our future on the hope that it will suddenly stop, but we can control what happens here.
The two leaders have had a strained relationship since Mr. Carney became Prime Minister last year, and many Canadians have been angered by Mr. Trump's threats to turn Canada into the 51st state. World News from the BBC. A gunman has shot dead eight children in Shreveport in the US state of Louisiana in what police have described as a domestic violence incident. The children who died were aged between 1 and 14. Authorities say some of them were related to the gunman. He was killed by police. The party of the pro-Russian former president, Ruman Radev, is on course to win Bulgaria's general election. Exit polls give his Progressive Bulgaria Party a 22% lead over the GEB party of former Prime Minister Boyko Borisov. Our Central Europe correspondent Nick Thorpe sent this report.
Mr. Radev, a 62-year-old former jet fighter pilot, also served as commander-in-chief of the Bulgarian Air Force. He was president of Bulgaria from 2017 till January this year and stepped down to build his new Progressive Bulgaria movement. While he has criticized the Russian invasion and supports the expansion of Bulgarian arms production, he opposes both EU sanctions on Russia and Bulgarian military exports to Ukraine.
A pro-Iranian group, which claims to be behind a series of anti-Jewish attacks across Europe, says it has targeted a London synagogue. The movement of the Companions of the Right Hand of Islam posted a video purporting to show the arson attack on Kenton Synagogue in Harrow. Counter-terror police say they're looking to see if multiple incidents in recent weeks could be linked to Iranian proxies. Pope Leo has urged Angolans to overcome divisions after decades of civil war and build together a country where hatred and violence disappear. The message was heard first at a mass in a field outside the capital and then in prayer at Mushima, a revered pilgrimage site that used to be a hub for transatlantic slavery. And this is Linda Hardy with the latest world news from the BBC.